The pie-in-the-face bakery truck was pulled up to the front of the facility, the vehicle's two back doors wide open. Inside, two more boxes of goodies Iris had yet to get lay on a couple of the wire baking racks. I grabbed the boxes, used my hip to shut the two doors, and I headed inside. "You're light," Iris yelled. She was at the long banquet table laying out the desserts. "I'm doing your job." "I know. My day." I put the two boxes down and gave her a hug. "I even drove the LLV for my last loop." "I'm shocked." Iris's eyes grew big. "I did want to walk it, but I knew I had to be here in time. The desserts were calling to me. And no matter what I do," I looked down and rubbed the gut I'd gotten since going through menopause, "this isn't going away until I cut all my carbs, eat lettuce, and do 1,000 sit-ups every hour." There were plenty of brownie bites on the table, so I grabbed one and peeled back the paper cover. "I'm stressed." I popped the treat into my mouth. "I'll have one for you, too." Like a true friend, Iris grabbed one, too. "Friends don't let friends menopause alone." "Thank you," I nodded, sending us both into a fit of laughter.
"Seriously, the wedding?"
she asked. She took one of the boxes I brought in. I put the desserts in my box and she placed the desserts in the other box. We worked like the good team we were. "Clara's pie?" "I wish it were those things, but it's Vince. I can't wait for you to see him, talk to him. He is convinced someone tried to kill him." No matter what I'd tried today, I couldn't get his theory, no matter how silly it was, out of my head.